Welcome to this body scan meditation. Taking a few moments to find a comfortable position, either seated in a chair or lying down. Making sure that the back is straight. Allowing your eyes to close gently. And taking a few moments to set up an intention that we can use the next few minutes to let go of our usual daily activities and place our awareness on this present moment as it continually changes. And when you're ready, bringing your awareness to the sensations in the body, and in particular, the sensations of pressure where the body makes contact with the floor or the chair or the bed. And on each out-breath, allowing yourself to let go, to sink a little deeper into the mat or the bed or the chair. Reminding yourself of the intention of the practice. Its aim is not to necessarily feel any different or to relax. It may happen or it may not. Instead, the intention of the practice is to, as best you can, bring awareness to any sensations you detect as you focus your attention on each part of the body in turn. Now bringing your awareness to the physical sensations in the lower abdomen. Becoming aware of the changing patterns of sensation in the abdominal wall as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Take a few moments to feel the sensations as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Having connected with the sensations in the abdomen in this way, focusing the awareness into a spotlight and bringing this spotlight of awareness down the left leg, into the left foot, and out to the toes of the left foot. Focusing on each of the toes and the left foot in turn, bringing a gentle curiosity to the sensations that you find. Perhaps noticing the sense of contact between the toes, a sense of tingling. Perhaps there's warmth or coolness. Or perhaps there's no particular sensation. When you're ready, on an in-breath, feel or imagine the breath entering the lungs and then passing down into the abdomen, into the left leg, the left foot, and out to the toes of the left foot. Then on the out-breath, imagine the breath coming all the way back up. Up into the lungs and out through the nose. Breathing in this way a few times, into the nostrils, down into the lungs, down into the abdomen and all the way out to the toes of the left foot. And then breathing the air all the way back up into the lungs and out through the nostrils. Now, when you're ready, on your next breath, letting go of the sensations of the left toes and bringing your awareness to the sole of the left foot, the instep, the heel. Perhaps noticing where the heel makes contact with the floor. bringing the awareness inside the foot, to the muscles, the bones, the tendons, and then experiment with, again, breathing with the sensations, being aware of the breath in the background, in the foreground, exploring the sensations in the left foot. Now allow the awareness to expand into the rest of the left foot. Then on the next out-breath, letting go of the awareness of the left foot and bringing this spotlight of awareness to the lower left leg. Noticing perhaps the sensations of the clothing touching the left leg, or going inside and noticing the sensations of the muscles, recognizing it's possible each part of the body can hold certain feelings, memories, emotions, and without trying to change necessarily any of these experiences, just taking the time to notice them as they are. And then inviting the awareness to move to the left knee, noticing perhaps any tension that is being held in the left knee, again without trying to change that experience. Just taking the time that is available in this moment to pay attention to a part of the body that a lot of the time we don't pay too much attention to. And again, breathing down into the left knee and out from the left knee. And if we find that the awareness wanders perhaps to other places, other times, just gently noticing that this has happened and bringing it back patiently and calmly, but firmly, to the part of the body that is the focus of the attention at this time. And on the next out-breath, moving the focus of awareness and shining it on the left thigh, the area of the body with the longest bone, noticing the different sensations, perhaps warmth or coolness or a tingling sensation, or again perhaps there's no real sensation at all. Whatever it is that we discover, paying attention to that discovery without trying to manipulate it in any way. On the next out-breath, moving the awareness across the hips and down the right leg out to the toes on the right foot. Paying attention to each of the toes on the right foot in turn, bringing a gentle curiosity to investigate the quality of the sensations that you find in the left foot. And when you're ready on the next in-breath, imagine again that the breath is drawn down into the lungs and then down out through the left right leg and out to the toes on the foot on the right leg. And then breathing back out all the way from the toes of the right foot up into the lungs and out to the nostrils. And then on the next out-breath, letting go of the awareness of the toes and move to the sensations on the bottom of the right foot. Again, bringing an investigating awareness to the sole of the foot, the instep, the heel, noticing perhaps the sensations, where the foot makes contact with the floor. And on the next out breath, we're going to move the awareness into the rest of the right foot, the ankle, the top of the foot, and right down into the bones and the joints. Taking an in-breath and directing it down into the whole of the right foot, and then moving the awareness into the lower right leg, the calf and the shin, paying attention with a sense of enjoyment, seeking to find out in this moment what are the sensations in the lower right leg. And then breathing down into the lower right leg, the muscles, the tendons. And then breathing out and allowing the awareness to move to the right knee and the sensations associated and experienced with the right knee. Breathing into the knee and breathing out from the knee. Shifting the awareness to the right thigh. Paying attention to the different sensations in the right thigh. Gently returning the awareness to the sensations in the right thigh every time we notice that they've moved away to some other place or some other time. And now moving the awareness to the pelvic area, paying attention to the sensations in this part of the body at this time. What are the sensations? Perhaps the sensations associated with the contact of the support underneath us, or with the clothes that we are wearing. Just offering ourselves the time and the interest to pay attention to the different sensations in the pelvic area. And then with the next in-breath, breathing into this area, breathing out from this area, before moving the awareness to the lower back, an area that can hold discomfort. But how is it right now, in this moment? What are the sensations experienced in the lower back right now? And then on the next out-breath, moving the awareness to the abdomen, to the belly. And as we do so, noticing the different sensations associated with the movement of the breath. Perhaps we notice a tightening of the clothing as we breathe in. And perhaps the sensations of the contact with the support beneath us changes with each breath in and with each breath out. Whatever we discover, staying with that, staying as fully present as possible with that experience. Before moving the awareness to the chest, the rib cage, and the lungs and the heart. And again, paying attention to the sensations associated with the movement of the breath. As the chest expands, with the breath coming in and with the breath going out. And then moving the awareness to the shoulders, again an area where there can be the experience of discomfort or perhaps even pain or tension. And again going beyond the label and experiencing the sensations behind the label of discomfort. And then breathing into the shoulders, and out from the shoulders, before moving the awareness into the arms, noticing the sensations from the shoulder down into the tips of the fingers, the contact with the floor, the qualities of any comfort, discomfort, and then breathing down into the arms, all the way to the tips of the fingers, and back out from the tips of the fingers. And then moving the awareness to the head, paying attention to the sensations in the jaw, the chin, the teeth, the tongue, the roof of the mouth, the lips, the face, the cheeks, the nose, and the upper lip, the areas around the eyes and the eyes themselves. Simply noting the sensations, not needing them to be any different from how they are. Being aware to any degree that we're able of the brain and any sensations associated with the brain. And then breathing in and inviting the breath into the entire body, noticing, paying attention to the sensations of the entire body, allowing it to be just as it is, engaging with the body, the sensations of the body in this moment, the present moment, as it continually changes. And then allowing ourselves to feel some gratitude for taking the time to pay attention with such awareness to different parts of the body, and to have been present in this moment. And as we think of any benefits that may have arisen from scanning the body in this way, setting the intention that we may be able to share any of these benefits with those around us as we move about our day, to pay attention more fully and develop greater awareness of our experience throughout the day, and to encourage a more focused awareness and kindness in those around us.